Brooks, for Congress to shut down or close for coronavirus, that's just the wrong message. By Jeff Poor on March 9, 2020. Monday during an appearance on Huntsville, Alabama radio's WVNN, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, pushed back against the suggestion Congress should be canceled because of the threat of the spread of the coronavirus. Brooks told WVNN's The Dale Jackson Show that such a gesture would send the wrong message, adding he was aware of the CPAC situation. Last night, I had communication with my staff that we may cancel Congress for some period of time, Brooks said. We also have Senator Ted Cruz and Rep. Paul Gosar, representative from Arizona, quarantined, closed their offices. 10 days ago, I was at a CPAC event where I spoke, two different segments of it. And apparently, there was a guy there with coronavirus. And then staffers from CPAC may have got it, staffers that I may have interacted with. Now, I'm feeling fine. But the idea that we should cancel Congress, I think that sends entirely the wrong message out. If the only people who have any kind of risk that is above average are the people who are elderly with some kind of immune deficiency. And for Congress to shut down or close, that's just the wrong message. There are even media reports out about it now, he added. I thought my staff was joking. But there appears to be some serious concern in Washington to the point where we ought to shut down Congress, and that's just the wrong message. Update, March 10, 2020, 10:30 a.m. ET. According to a spokesman from Senator Ted Cruz's office, their office remains open. Statement from office as follows. Senator Cruz feels great, has not exhibited any symptoms of the coronavirus in the last 11 days, and is not currently experiencing any symptoms. Senator Cruz's own decision to stay at home in Texas this week, until a full 14 days have passed since the interaction on February 27, was made out of an abundance of caution and to give everyone peace of mind, not because it was medically recommended. Importantly, medical authorities assured Senator Cruz that anyone who has interacted with him over the last 11 days should not be concerned about potential transmission and they do not require any special treatment, including self-quarantine. As such, Senator Cruz's staff is following the recommendations of these medical authorities in response to this interaction. The office is open, continuing operations, and taking all necessary precautions to ensure their own health and wellness, as well as the health and wellness of our family members, our constituents, our colleagues in Congress, and everyone around us. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.